Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. As we've been saying, hope is the virtue that causes us to strive after a deep union with Jesus and heaven as our destiny, but a destiny that's not guaranteed. This means that there are two sins against hope. One is presumption, where we don't bother striving for heaven because we think it's already in the bag. But the other sin against hope is despair. And it's a vice we all have to be on our guard against. Now, we can all feel down sometimes. We all feel discouraged and daunted. We all feel tempted to give up. That's not the sin of despair. It's the feeling of despair. It's a temptation, and temptation isn't a sin. The saints have been tempted with desolation and discouragement, but they didn't despair because they didn't give up. They didn't quit. Now, feeling down isn't a mark of despair any more than feeling upbeat is a sign of hope. After all, some people experience a dreadful relief and a hideous cheerfulness when they've resolved to commit suicide. That kind of upbeat giddiness can be just the exuberance of someone who's let go of the rope and is feeling the rush of falling to their own destruction. No, hope and despair can't be measured by how you feel. The only question is, have you given up trying to be holy, to be a saint? Have you given up striving for heaven? If not, you still have hope. But if you have, you're in the spiraling free fall of despair. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Aquinas says the first cause of despair is feeling downcast about yourself. Holiness, virtue, just basic human decency, these are really hard ideals, and if we're honest with ourselves, we know we're an awfully long way from reaching the top. In fact, if all we look at is ourselves, then of course we will despair. We'll think, look at me. This is all I am. This is all I'll ever be. What's the use? What's the point of trying to change? But that's why, even though it's good to do a daily examination of conscience, our faith is always supposed to be more focused on Jesus than on ourselves. My spiritual director is always fond of saying to me, Michael, I'll let you focus on yourself for 2 minutes a day during your examination of conscience. The rest of the day, you got to think about Jesus and you got to think about others. The blind, the lame, the lepers in the Gospels, they didn't get healed just by looking at themselves. They became healed by looking at Jesus and reaching out to him and calling out to him and touching him. Yes, it will take a miracle to make saints out of us. And yes, it will take a miracle for God to undo all the damage caused by our sins. But Jesus can do miracles. So call out to him, stay close to him, and most importantly, stay focused on him, spend time with him, and then you'll be guaranteed not to despair. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Aquinas says the second cause of despair is a disordered attachment to worldly pleasures, especially lust. God is pure spirit, immaterial, otherworldly, pure love. How can you desire that? How can you actively pursue that kind of a God when we're completely immersed in worldly, physical, disordered, selfish images and desires. Now, God doesn't abandon us when we give ourselves over to sexual sin, but we're very likely to abandon God. If you've filled your head and your heart and your desires with stuff that has nothing godly about it, what will motivate you to keep pursuing God? Being committed to hope means being committed to the struggle for purity, and more generally, to prioritizing what is spiritual over what is physical. Prayer and fasting don't just give us a greater self-mastery. They allow us to stay focused on heaven and to ward off despair. Now, every one of us suffers from disordered desires that can form themselves into addictions. And Jesus said, if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off. So we've got to remove the occasions of sin in our life. And remember, addiction is largely environmental. If you remove from your environment what you're addicted to, then you're far less likely to do it. So are we serious about removing the sources of our temptation that could lead us to despair? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now it's worth noting that most people become atheists in their teenage years. That means that most people lose their faith before they've had a chance to really become educated about the philosophical or scientific arguments for or against God. Now, they may become scientists or philosophers later on in life, but they didn't become atheists because they were scientists or philosophers. In other words, whatever they say, most atheists haven't become atheists for intellectual reasons. They were just teenagers when they abandoned their faith. And why was that? Well, if despair is the result of feeling badly about yourself and about lust, then it all kind of makes sense, doesn't it? When do people struggle more with lust or with poor self-esteem? than in their teenage years. The point is, if we want to counter atheism, the despair of our day, and especially the atheism found in our loved ones, it's not enough to give people intellectual arguments. We have to give them hope. Hope based on the fact that Jesus knows them and loves them unconditionally, and he has promised to help them. But how will they know this? Certainly not by lecturing them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, if we want to help our kids or grandkids or friends who are struggling with atheism, we have to give them hope. And as I just said, hope is based on the fact that Jesus knows them, he loves them unconditionally, and he's promised to help them. And they, meaning our loved ones, will know this if two things happen. First, we have to take time to really know them, understand them, love and care for them. Parents are really good about telling kids lots of stuff and providing lots of things. But many parents don't know their kids, and their kids don't experience being known. The most important thing we have to do for others is know them, understand them, and love them unconditionally. But that takes time. And it doesn't mean telling them stuff. And it doesn't mean lecturing. It means being curious, asking questions, and listening. Second, we have to do everything we can to invite our kids and grandkids and friends to an experience, an encounter with Jesus in prayer. Then they can experience directly his unconditional love. So at the end of the day, we can't guarantee that our kids or grandkids or anyone will be Catholic. And we can't guarantee that our actions will convert somebody. They have free will. But we can guarantee, if we choose, to know people and to invite them to the encounter with God. That kind of hope will counteract the plague of despair. And that kind of hope will help people not to give up. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I don't know if you hear this phrase often, maybe it's an older phrase, but often I hear people say that the Catholic faith was crammed down their throat,
mm-hmm.
that they don't really want to be part of the Catholic faith or religion because they feel that it was crammed down their throat. And I always kind of wondered, what do they mean? Because I just can't picture like cramming a catechism down their throat. What does this mean?
It's really hard to actually chew a catechism. There's a lot of pages, and I'll tell you what, it's a full meal.
Yeah. But I think I'm beginning to understand more what they experienced by having the faith crammed down their throat. And correct me if I'm wrong, or maybe you have a greater insight, but I think partly what they mean is that we just told them stuff constantly without giving them the freedom of thought and the freedom of expression.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's true?
I think it's that, and to expand upon that, it's the intellect without the emotion. I feel like people tell... So if something means a lot to me, there's a fact that means a lot to me, on an emotional level, but I only tell you the fact, it's really not going to impact you at all. And I think most people who are saying that are talking about situations akin to someone telling you, oh, you're doing blank, you're going to hell. That doesn't mean anything to someone. But if you just talk about, oh, this is, do you see how this action is destroying your life? Do you see how this, it doesn't help to, my point being, it doesn't help to say, this is immoral. That means nothing to someone. That's just a meaningless title that means something to you. But what does mean something to someone is saying, hey, this is a destructive behavior. This really isn't good in your life, is it? Being personal about it, taking it from the more emotional side, the more personal side, because that's what faith is. And yes, it's true that the proper term for that is immoral. And perhaps, and you can't make a judgment on that, but perhaps that would be leading them to hell and you're very concerned by that. But when people are talking about faith being crammed down their throat, it's people presenting the faith in a way that is really sterile, removed, and using objective terms that aren't really helpful to a person that doesn't believe.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And wouldn't a better starting position be getting to know the person?
Yeah.
This is the most important piece of advice I received as a young parent from a great guy. I'm going to name drop him. Randy Weddle in Dayton, Ohio. I really looked up to him because maybe his kids were in their early teens when I was a brand new parent. And he said to me, the most important thing is you got to get to know each kid.
Yeah.
You can't just tell them stuff. You got to get to know them. But the only way, but what we should seek to do with everybody is get to know their story, ask them how they feel about things. When we ask a person how they feel about it, what we're asking is, what do you like? What do you dislike? Why do you like that? Why do you dislike this?
I love how much everything can be brought down to those two building blocks. What do you like? What do you dislike?
Well, this is, it's really important to understand the soul. Mm-hmm. So we have the three powers of the soul, the intellect, the feelings, and the free will. The feelings, the emotions, are, there are 11 fundamental emotions that are broken down to fundamental joy and sadness, like and dislike. The things we like, we choose. The things we dislike, we don't choose. So we got to find out what people, what motivates them? What do they like and dislike? And why?
Yeah, it's not enough to be like, oh, you just don't like the mass? Okay.
Tell me more about that. And they might say things that you would agree with them and say, yeah, I don't like things about the mass like that.
And that's what they need to hear. They need to hear that there is like, I don't know how to put that into words, but.
Well, that you understand
I love
them.
Anytime someone comes to mass with me, and they've like never been to mass, it's just good to acknowledge, hey, this is long and it's okay for you to be really confused. This is not like, it's, they're terrified that we just don't notice anything that they're feeling.
Yes, this is the key. We've
People
got
to be seen.
Life, our decisions certainly shouldn't be dictated by feelings, but we're, God made us as human persons with feelings, and the feelings prompt choices.
Yeah.
So we got to understand people's feelings, and those feelings have to be expressed in, they just, people need the freedom of thought and expression.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember this, when we're two specific individuals that came over for breakfast and a Bible study every Sunday morning.
I can think of these two specific individuals.
Two teenage guys.
Yes.
And
very troublesome teens.
Yeah, very raw. And often you or Xavier would sit in on our little conversation. And then afterward, in fact, often Xavier would say, ask me afterward, why didn't you correct them?
Yeah.
And I would say, that will come later.
Mm-hmm.
First, I have to get to know them. First, they need to be understood.
Yeah.
First, they have to realize that they are in an environment where they can express and work out their thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the side of teaching that I feel like has been really lost in general by people and just the education system right now. That to teach someone very effectively, obviously it's hard to do this as a teacher if you've got a massive classroom of people or even a professor who has a lecture hall of 100 students, but to know the student well and know how they learn and what they don't know is just as important as knowing your subject. Because if I were teaching guitar to someone, the first thing I'd ask is, oh, what do you know? And I wouldn't correct them. I just need to start figuring out how they learn, how they operate, because then I can teach effectively.
Well, that's why
mm-hmm.
the faith is supposed to be handed on individual to individual, person to person, because it's only at the individual level can you know somebody. This, thanks be to God, we have an education system, but education in a group is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelization in a group is very limited. It's got to be person to person, because only at that level can you go through the process of understanding them and letting them speak freely to express their thoughts and feelings, to ask questions.
Yeah.
But that's why we have this goofy little tagline, let's be apostles of friendship and good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about friendship and good conversation. But parents need to do this with their kids, grandparents with grandkids, friends with friends, individually. First, curiosity. Seeking to understand.
Yeah. The greatest two goods in this world are to know God and to know others. So if you're not doing that in the first place, or if you have no, if you think it's not your business and you don't think they would want to know God, maybe you don't know God well enough, or if you're not that interested in having those conversations with people, if you don't find them interesting, at some level, you're just not asking the right questions. You're not pulling the right thing out of them. I think it's, if you're bored with someone else, I always kind of say it's on you.
It's definitely on you.
That sounds kind of mean and dry, but
no, it's true. It's true.
So the conversation matters.
I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Oh.
So as you were growing up, did you feel that you had the freedom of thought and expression?
Oh, absolutely. It was... The Shurslik children were so, at least, okay, Xavier and I were incredibly free. I know there's dissent among the siblings that there were more rules when the older three were growing up, but...
Oh, let's lay aside rules. Let's just about conversation.
I genuinely felt like I could state my own opinions, even if it was as simple as asking you and Mom for permission for anything, because you would say, absolutely not, like, right off the bat, you can't do this or that. And then I'd be like, oh, why? We're going to have a discussion about that. And I didn't realize for a long time that that's not how a lot of other kids operated in their families. Because they would come back to me and be like, sorry, I can't have a sleepover later. My mom said no. And I'm like, well, did you give her these three reasons that it's a really good idea? And they're like, I can't just tell my mom why I can do this. I'm like, yeah, you can. We were just allowed to discuss everything. And if we were wrong, then we were wrong. That's okay. If you had a very valid reason why we couldn't do something, we were convinced, no issue there. But if we had a good point, we had a good point, and we were always allowed that. I also feel like when you presented the faith to us, it was still very personal. I can't remember specific moments because it was just always very day-to-day. But you were always okay with figuring out what each of us individually... how we connected to the faith. You weren't really thrown off by me and Xavier like randomly getting into metal when we were like 12, 13.
Well, I was into it, so that was okay.
And I think a lot of other parents would have taken those signs of individuality and been a little concerned or not understood what was happening. And when you don't understand, you can become afraid and try to redirect your child. But here's an example. I feel like I've been kind of rambling, but here's a really solid example of a moment that I remember you seeing me go down a path and you didn't tell me no. You just said, maybe not. I remember being a teenager and getting really interested in stoicism. And I really wanted to read up about it and learn more about it. I was a teen girl with too many emotions and I wanted to not have those emotions. But you just said, oh, be very careful. You can look into this, read all about it. There's a lot to be gained in stoicism. Be very, very careful. And that really made me just focus in and everything went quiet suddenly. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to really I can't just completely trust philosophers, but they're philosophers, you know? So you allowed me to explore it, but gave me a slight warning. You didn't give me all the answers, and I figured out on my own why stoicism can be very, very dangerous, but I really respected that.
Well, it's been a while. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm.
We really do need to become apostles of good conversation. And good conversation hinges first on curiosity, interest, and knowing the other, and giving them the freedom to express their thoughts and mm-hmm. feelings.
Oh, yeah. And sometimes that's just listening.
Most importantly, that's just listening.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.